Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. A delight to have you here. I say it every single time, but it's truly the best, those of you that keep tuning into this podcast and then we connect in person and you quote me on my own podcast. That is the best thing ever, which is actually exactly what this podcast is going to be about. But before we dive into that, I do want to let you know that there are bookings available for Q4. This is for brand photo shoots and video shoots. So this is for you if your engagement has been low and you got to revamp your social media, or if you are at a point where you have just gained a lot of experience and you are growing in your business or you're launching new offers, and that's exactly who this is for. Or if you're a person where you're raising your prices, it's like there's been so much growth and elevation in the work that you're doing that you are ready to create brand assets that demonstrate the quality of your work at first glance. And or maybe if your brand has changed, if you're the type of person that you're going from solopreneur where you now have a team and you want the team to be photographed and to be shown, and to also for people to get an understanding that they're not just going to be working one-on-one time with you, is that they are other people involved in your team that they'll be working with. So all of these changes in all of these parts about your business are communicated through your visuals beyond just getting a headshot of you and beyond just getting footage of you. So if you are interested in working together, please connect with me. And this is whether you want to do Initiate, which is my brand marketing coaching program. This is for you if you're just looking to get a shoot, you want it to be just quick 2 hours, and you're also looking as to refine your point of view and get wisdom out of you, where your brand is not just centered around you and your story, but there is actually wisdom that is extracted from there. So that's available for you. But if you're the type of person where you're like, you know what, no, I am ready is to revamp all of my brand assets and just bulk up on photos and videos, then that's what Industry Outlier is available for you as well. And yeah, so let's chat more. Just get on my calendar and we can understand how each offer can help you out. They all serve different purposes. Even though they're all done through photography and video, they do serve a different purpose. So to talk further about this, please connect with me by scheduling a sales call or just inquire on my DMs. And the last thing too, if you are actually a person where you are looking is to have more coaching on personal branding and you resonate with my method in the way that I'm doing it by merging the artistic side with the thought leadership side, then that's something I can help you with, because there's tons of coaching out there that is just coaching you on how to show up, but you still have to be the one out there to create the content. And us working together, you actually get more creative expertise with that, as well as an understanding of a little bit of mindset and strategy work in order for you to confidently show up on socials. So if any of this is resonating with you, just connect with me. Schedule a sales call. I'll leave the information in the show notes. Or if you found me through Instagram, just go back to Instagram and you'll see all my links on there. Now, without further ado, today we're going to be talking about how sharing your story through video is better than networking. And I am sharing this with you because this is actually the strategy of how I even grew my business. I actually had no network when I first arrived to Arizona. So much of my business momentum has been created because of my personal brand and just doing things that weren't expected in my industry. And so I'm a heavy on short form video. I know a lot of times people talk about short form video and how that's for like people that are more advanced in business, but you don't gotta be advanced in business to do this type of work, you guys. You just have to be the person that is ready to be seen, that you are just ready to do things your way. And if you can hone in on that from the start, then you are light years away from everybody, because a lot of people are waiting for this arbitrary business milestone in order to get a photo shoot, in order to express themselves in a more bold way. And it doesn't need to be that way. And even I actually waited, gosh, so long, like years and years and years on end, from like 2015 to 2022. I didn't do any branding work. I didn't get any external help for my business. And it's part of the reasons why I was struggling for so long, because I was trying to figure things out on my own. So anyways, you getting just... whether you do your branding or you do something different, like doing things that are not expected of you in your industry and doing it your way is truly my method of how I have created momentum in my life. So I'm going to go over a few points as to why I believe that networking is better and, excuse me, how showing up with short form video is better than networking, and how it's a better way for you to connect with dream clients. Because I'll start with my point number one, which is clients come to you well read. Like, I can't tell you how many people connect with me and schedule a sales call with me, and as soon as they get on the phone, they tell me, I think I already know you. I think I already have a good sense of who you are. And it's because, sure, they've listened to my podcast, like some of you are listening right now, but podcast is not top of funnel. So that's a businessy term that essentially means that how do people discover you cold out there in the wild? And those of you that listen to my podcast, you probably have seen a video of me already. Like, this is not your first touch point with me. I know podcasts are a way that other people get discovered, but podcasts, generally, it's more of a, unless you have a very big, big podcast out there where discoverability is really easy for you and like being on a certain podcast puts you on the map, generally speaking, for the majority of you, podcast is more of a nurturing channel where you get to sell people on your services in more of a long format type of way. But when I'm talking about like top of funnel, meaning how people are finding you online at the very top, like that attract content that I've shared before, that's what short form video is great at. Great at warming people up to you and getting an understanding of how you work with people. And it has worked wonders for me. I mean, even when I started, like, no photographer was showing up in the way that I was doing it. No photographer was showing up sharing their story in the way that I was doing it. And I just decided to start, literally, I set up my studio and I just started sharing my story. And even so many of my videos are, now that I look back at them, they're a little cringe, but it created warmth with people. I think and I deeply, deeply know that it started inspiring other people to start showing up on social media and expressing themselves, because they saw that, oh, she's doing it. She's doing it, and she's a little wonky in the way she does it. But if she's doing it, that's inspiring me to do it too. And it's been a way that I've been able to get in front of eyes of people that later on I meet them at networking events, and then they hire me. But it's been like such a great way for me to break into new circles just by creating momentum through social media marketing. Like, I cannot tell you just the power that you have to create momentum, like a little fire of who you are by showing up, and how that starts spreading into one person, to another person, into another person, all through social media marketing. And I actually lean heavily into high quality short form video, because high quality short form video really allows for people to understand, okay, this is looking professional. This person's clearly like this. There's a seriousness to this if they're showing up in this way. But they're also showing up like very human, very raw. And when you're able to merge the relatable with aspirational, then you are onto really good things. And it positions you as a person who you're not just like a, little coach or a little service provider that is really shy and kind of does this for fun, it's like you're showing that you're like really in this for real. And that has something that has worked out for me. And I even see it work out for colleagues or people that have built entire businesses that everything started because they started posting content. And they started right off the bat with high quality video. Like a lot of people think that they need a way or they need to earn high quality video or that they need to get, like I said, to a certain place in their business. But it doesn't need to be that way. It's just you need to have that confidence within you that you have something worthwhile to share with the world and you are worthy of being seen and heard in that way. So my next point here is you're going to build thought leadership by connecting versus educating. So a big value in the work that I do is that you really hone in on sharing your story and your lived experience, which is the core of personal branding generally. And a core value of personal branding. And what I mean by you build thought leadership by connecting versus educating is because a lot, whenever I see someone's content that it's all like the three tips for this or do this or that, and then a lot of it is just advicey. Yes, that builds you authority, you could say, but authority means to obey. And it also just keeps it very cold with your audience. And if you're, and I think about it, like it's also a very masculine way of showing up. And if that's your line of work, where you're in an industry where it's about keeping it business only, no feelings, everything's about just the facts, the logic. And if that's your industry and that works for you, amazing. But if my audience and my people, or even my line of work, emotions do matter. Creating trust and safety with people, it matters immensely. I was even having a conversation with a friend the other day because she's also a photographer. And she said, we work with people's self-esteem. And it's like, hell yeah. And it's a delicate dance in order to create trust with people. And so that also requires you to show up vulnerable in order for people to trust you with their vulnerability. And the way that I like to structure my videos when I'm showing up with people is to embrace storytelling, to embrace this is what I believe in. This is what happened in my life. And this is the story of A, B, and C. Instead of going directly to hard, like, advicey type of content. Because it's not that one's better than the other. It's just who do you want to be in business? Do you want to be a person that keep things super transactional from you and they don't really open up to you in a soft, genuine, and authentic way? Or do you want to be the person where people do open up to you in a soft, genuine way? And it's actually going to lead me to my next point, which is you're going to be able, like when people study you deeply or have a like solid understanding of you, you're able to show up better as a leader instead of like meeting someone at a networking event and then you send them a follow-up email. Like that's not a lot of warmth that's there. Like sure, they got an interaction out of you and sure, they may be interested in you because of your accolades or because of what you represent at glance. But if you want to have, if you're the type of person where you really want clients that are very engaged in what you're saying. They're listening to what you're saying. I want to say good students, but they're just really open to what you have to say. Then that's exactly what short form video does, is that it allows people to get an understanding of you very quickly. Sure, eventually you can bring them onto your podcast and nurture them even further or your newsletter, but that first interaction of people getting an understanding of your brand, of you, and especially if you have years of experience under your belt and you're showing up in that polished way. And not just that, you're sharing personal stories so that people are able to connect with you on a human-to-human level before connecting with you based on the skill set that you have. That's actually really good. And it's going to lead me to my next point, which is connecting with people on a human-to-human level allows for you to be top of mind when that person is ready to buy. So here's what I mean by that. So pretend you are a real estate agent and a lot of your content is showing nice houses, especially showing the kind of houses that you sell. A lot of it can also be is you talking about the market, essentially everything that gives you credibility into why you are good at your job. But you're trying to get more business from social media marketing instead of just relying on word of mouth or networking. And something that is useful to you, and I saw somebody do this, is just share more personal aspects of your life that are not related to work. And the reason why that matters is because you are allowing people to connect with the human in you before you're asking for the sell. And before, it's like you're planting seeds with people to just build a connection and find shared interests and shared values. And then when that person is thinking of buying or thinking of, oh, who is a person that can help me? They're going to go with who they trusted first. They're going to go with whoever they have made a close personal connection with. And as humans, we operate and we choose people based on our deep, deep, deep beliefs, like what makes us safe. Like we're going to go with the person that makes us feel safer over the person that feels like more qualified. And the reason I know this is because I'm Latina, and even within Latinos, I'm sure there's like tons of people that are extremely qualified, but we usually tend to go with the people that we feel the coziest with, that we can trust. We don't really look at who is the most qualified, who has the best accolades. Like technically we do, but the first thing that we look at is whether do we feel safe? Do we trust this person? And that has taught me that everybody else is the same, which is why I'm such a stickler about talking about our values and talking about our personal life and our view of the world or even experiences that we've had, because that allows people, it's like you're creating brand awareness. I don't like calling it that because it makes it sound like it's transactional, but it's truly how you're planting a seed of connection with people that goes so much farther than you meeting someone at a networking event and like handing them your business card, which is actually why technically if you network in a less direct way, meaning you connect, you just go to different communities and you connect with people on like pickleball or yoga or I'm trying to think of what else, just things you, or painting, like things that you like to do for fun. Like that, I would say it's an indirect way of networking. But the reason why I think high quality video is better than networking is because you are not able to network networking is limited to you based on the city. But when you are using high quality video, you are just able to bring that networking energy to the online space for people to get a better understanding of who you are. And this is really good for all of you service providers that have clients outside of the state. And anyway, so those are my points into why I believe that short form video is better than networking, especially if you are a stay-at-home parent. Maybe you're just really busy, you work at 9 to 5, or you just simply don't like networking events, or you're just looking to bring in more aligned clients. Like clients are so well read on you and they're just ready to hand you money because you are you. Like that is what we want to start with from the top. Not where people have to look for you deep, deep in communities and niches and blogs and like deep, deep into the the depths of like social media, small, very niche communities. It's like I'm talking easily discoverable, easy to connect with you fast, easy to understand that you're the perfect person for the job. That is essentially what short form video is for. And short form video interaction can get you so much further than even a carousel, even writing very good copy. The power of you showing up on camera and people feeling your essence and showing that you're the best person for the job is truly just, it's incredible how we're able to connect with other humans in that format. So a little recap of the points we went over. So clients come to you well-read, And you're stand out easily because your story is unique, because no one else is saying what you're saying, because your story is your story and only you have lived it. You build thought leadership by connecting versus educating. And also, clients come from an empowered place. They're already trusting you. There's not a huge vetting process of them trusting you or not. They're already very warmed up to you. And all of this is by showing up top of funnel with high quality short form video. So if you found value in this, please let me know on Instagram. It's really helpful when you guys tell me what helped you, or send it to a friend, anybody else that can benefit from this work. Other than that, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.